Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this April 2nd, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in Baxter Arndt and Stephanie Lund from the Southfield County YMCA, thanks to Tri-City Services. Looking forward to talking with them. Right now, we've been looking forward to, for a while, talking with Terry Hummus, our good friend from Central Wisconsin Gift of Life. Terry, good to see you.
Yeah, great. Thank you for having me back.
It's been a while. We appreciate you joining us. We get to talk usually when this event comes around, the scavenger hunt with Gift of Life. And I'm looking forward to diving into that with you and the details of it, Terry. But if you don't mind, I'd like to take this opportunity to talk a little bit about what Central Wisconsin Gift of Life is.
Okay, so Central Wisconsin Gift of Life is a group that consists of organ and tissue recipients, living organs or organ and tissue donor families who simply are passionate about getting the word out. The group was organized by Dr. Jill Dillon, who donated her kidney to Sarah Selinsky. She has quite the backstory to that whole process. And then Sarah's cousin, Kathy, got involved, and they say, hey, we need to get the word out.
Yeah.
Because a lot of things have changed even recently. You know, that happened a few years ago. A lot of things have changed even recently about, you know, you may need an organ. I may want to give you an organ. It may not be a match, but there may be a person, you know, at another hospital that needs organs. Yeah. So there's like a organ swap situation, the whole process of tissue donation. Everything. It just really is getting really being involved.
Yeah. With the science getting better and better every day, we're able to do a lot more with this than we realized. I would say even 10 years ago, it's grown and changed so much.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. It is, I had a personal situation 21 years ago and it involved tissue and eye donation. And even at that time, it's like, what? Tissue donation? What is that used for? Well, that's used with victims or who are involved in fires. You know, they'll take a deceased person's skin and use it for grafting. And I don't think people realize all the different parts of your body that can be recycled, as we can say.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it.
And that's actually the theme of our scavenger hunt is recycle yourself.
Oh, wow, I like that. Oh, that's good. Very creative. I like that. I want to get more into that with you in a second. I do want to encourage people to learn more about donation and more about some of the things that Terry is touching on there with the changes to that. I think that it's one of those things that I think a lot of people, the first time they think about it, one of the first times they think about it is maybe is with their driver's license and, you know, whether they want to be an organ donor or not putting on their driver's license. This is something that you could be thinking about a long time before that and way after you get your license and something almost every one of us is capable of being able to do.
Oh, definitely. So when you talk about things 10 years ago, you know, they'd say, yeah, put the dot on your driver's license. Mm-hmm. You're good to go. Sometimes you may not have your driver's license with you. Mm-hmm. So if you've registered, you know, 10 years or more ago, please go to the DMV to check to see if you actually are registered. I actually, obviously, 21 years ago said, yep, I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. Went back. No, I was not technically in their database because I've done it so long ago. Fortunately, in the situation that I was involved in, the individual had his license with him. They could see, yes, he registered as a donor. We could say, yes, we are honoring his wishes. You know, so it's always very important to let your family members know that you want to be a donor. But definitely check to make sure you are a registered donor. Another thing is driver's ed classes now require, in the state of Wisconsin, require that they have 30 minutes of class time donated just to talking about organ donation. And this was lobbied by a parent of an individual who died young and just wanted to make sure that even, you know, unfortunate accidents happen to young people, that they are well aware that this is something they can be doing.
Yeah, life is precious, and we have the opportunity to help others with life, with our life. And I can't think of many more beautiful things in this world. It's a gift that we have for each other.
Oh, definitely.
The scavenger hunt, Terry, is one of our favorite events. We love this event, and I think it's such a creative, fun idea. And you've topped yourselves because you've even come up with a better one than last year. I like this. This is a good idea. I love where you're going with this. Can we tell people about the details, the theme of the event this year?
So this year the hunt will be on April 13th. The deadline was March 30th. I'm sure if teams are still interested, we can sneak you in. We won't guarantee you one of these fabulous shirts. Mm-hmm. You know, every year they try to come up with a creative new shirt. And this year, like I mentioned, is Recycle Yourself. So it's got the recycling system symbol and everything. Mm-hmm. And the reason we always do this in April is because it is National Donor Life Month, mm-hmm. just to raise the awareness that much more. There's 4 to 6 people on a team. You almost fit in one vehicle.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's okay. I remember that. Yes. Yes.
So you almost fit in one vehicle, and you have 4 hours to complete a list of tasks. It's either doing something, taking pictures of it, recordings, gathering things. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot of fun, and you think 4 hours is a long time. It flies by rather quickly.
Terry, have you done this before? Have you done the scavenger hunt?
I have done it probably 9 of the 10 times. So this is actually the 10th year.
Awesome. Oh, congrats on that. That's noteworthy.
And we've actually had a couple teams that have done it every single year it's been offered. I got involved a couple years later. So this year, we so far have 40 teams registered. We have 25 sponsors, and we're always looking for more sponsors or donations for raffles. So if anybody's interested, you can contact myself, contact Gift to Life. We have a web page. We have a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Web page is Central Wisconsin Gift to Life spelled out .org. And you can search us up on Facebook, and that will give you a lead to where, if you're interested in making a donation, how to get it to us.
Hmm. Kenny, if somebody hasn't gotten the chance to do this before, but maybe they haven't even done a scavenger hunt before, I'm thinking about this with younger kids. I don't know how much they do these things and stuff anymore. So what should they know going into this? Is there any prep they should have or anything? You did mention the vehicle, so that is something to keep in mind.
A good night's sleep.
Yes, definitely.
And a hearty breakfast.
Yes, both good notes, both good ideas.
Because you, like I mentioned, you think 4 hours is a long time, but it is quite a extensive list of activities. There are various points that are assigned to the activities. It could be from doing the chicken dance in front of KFC mm-hmm. to finding a four-leaf clover or finding a painted rock or talking to someone about organ donation, you know, pumping gas for them, giving them a card or asking them, are you an organ donor and how would you like to learn more about it? So there's a lot of activities. It isn't just geared at adults. There's families, whole families that do it. Like I say, it's just a well-rounded group of people to get out there and enjoy the day. And hopefully Mother Nature will get winter out of her system so we can have a bright, sunny day. But we've done it in the snow. We've done it in the rain. Unless, you know, there's something horrific that happens, it will still be going on. Mm-hmm. And we like to give a big shout-out to the Ridges, who for the last couple years have donated their facility to us mm-hmm. for the day, because we've tried it as the hunt has grown. We've kind of outgrown ourselves out of places, and they have given us their whole facility. So hopefully we can stay there for a while and not outgrow them either, because I don't know where else we would go.
Right, right. A big shout out to the Ridges. You hear us mention them with all kinds of nonprofits, and they do such good work over there, opening their doors for so many nonprofits, so many different businesses. Big thank you to them.
Yes, exactly. One thing we would also like to mention is that to date, Central Wisconsin's Gift to Life has donated over $120,000 to the University of Wisconsin Organ and Tissue Donation and the Restore Hope Transplant House, which is located in Milton. And if you don't know what that is, it's a home away from home for transplant patients and their families while they're waiting to receive care. They are in the midst of, it's all nonprofit, and they are in the midst of putting on a big addition. So money coming their way is very helpful. Mm-hmm. And I've been told, I have never been there myself. I'd like to get down there sometime soon, but I have been told that it is quite quite the place to visit.
Yeah, I've heard similar things. And a big thank you to them and the work that they do over there. We're speaking with Terry Hummus from Central Wisconsin Gift of Life about their scavenger hunt. Terry, you mentioned that teams can still sign up for this. When it comes to those teams and people that are listening to this, Terry touched on this a little bit, but I really want to hit home on this. This is for everybody. Me and a couple of my friends have talked about doing this before, and I believe like a couple years back did it. I know that there's families. I think I have a neighbor just a couple floors down, that him and his girls do with this. There's lots of different groups that can be a part of this, and there's really no combination that can't work. Just got to fit in one vehicle.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly.
And you had a great point about, actually. I know we were joking around a little bit, but getting a good breakfast in before this is a really good idea, because when the event is it going on, as soon as that clock ticks, that's all you're going to be thinking about. You're going to probably forget to eat. You're probably going to forget to do those kind of things. So it's a good idea to get that in beforehand.
So I always... Normally they take a group picture, and then it's like, okay, go. And it is just kind of, you know, you strategically park so you can get out of the parking lot first. Some teams will sit back and kind of strategize. Some people will just go. I'm on one of those teams that just go. Mm-hmm. We're getting to the car. Yes. We're going to get in. We're going to get going. And we're, you know, reading the list and finding the things we can find first. And like I say, it is just a fun filled day. It's exhausting by the time you're done, but it's a good exhaustion.
Yeah. And it's for an amazingly good cause. All of this is for such an important and great cause. Kind of when it comes to the things, Terry, when it comes to the things on the list here, is that something that you and the organization come up with? Is that not you, but I mean, there's people in the organization come up with?
There are two people who are privy to the list.
Nice.
And that would be Jill and Sarah. They come up with the list every year. Like I say, it is quite an extensive list. Where they get their ideas sometimes, I don't know. But they're very creative. I will say that. They are very creative.
And does this cost anything? Is there any charge for this?
So it is $25 per person, topping out at $250 for your team. So like say you could have 4 to 6 people on your team, as long as you all fit in the car. So if you have a big minivan, you can get all 6 of you in there, and you're, you know, kind of coming ahead on the cost. It is, like I say, just a fun-filled day.
And every penny of that, you know that you're doing something good with.
Right.
You know that 25, whatever you're spending, is going towards an amazing nonprofit, an amazing organization that you yourself may need one day, or you or a loved one may need one day.
And that's the fortunate or unfortunate thing, is that you do not know when this situation may arise.
Mm-hmm.
You do not know if a family member will eventually become a donor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's always good to be prepared in those aspects, and to always kind of have that in the back of your head that I feel fine today. Tomorrow might be a different story.
Yeah. It's part of the reason why we encourage people to pay it forward, why we encourage people to be a part of events like this and do things like this. Yes, it's just good to do. It's just good. It feels good to put back in your community. It feels good to be a part of things like this. There's also that part of it, too, that you just never know when you might need these services.
So talking about needing the services, and this was just, I just saw this morning. UW Organ and Tissue Transplant just had their 20,000th organ recipient, and this individual is from Wisconsin Rapids. So we're not, you know, we're located here. A lot of the money goes back into the community here. We help anybody who's has questions, looking for answers, or anyway try to help them. And like say we. It sounds like all their money is going to Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where I think there's only one or two areas you can go for this.
Yeah.
That's where we've chosen to send our money, keep it in the state.
Yes.
That's where 90% of your or majority of your state people will be going is to Madison.
Yeah, you guys did your homework on this, you can tell, and it's really important and appreciated. I also saw that article too, and I thought that was pretty cool, and especially on today to have you in and to see that's pretty cool. And a big thank you to them and the work that they're doing over there. So, Terry, did you have anything else you want to touch on?
So, one other thing is only 2 to 3% of people who are involved in death accidents, the organs can be taken. But, you know, I just want to stress, tissue is a different situation. Mm. And that was my personal experience with tissue. And like, say, 24 years ago when this happened, you're like, what? You can still, there's a way you can help. Mm. But it was fantastic that we were able to do that. What other thing I want to, Wisconsin is very high per capita for organ donation or registering to be an organ donor at 60%+, where most states are only at 20 to 25%.
Wow. Yeah, that is a difference.
So, you know, we're, obviously the word is getting out. Obviously, people are realizing how important it is. And we just want to say, you know, keep it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And big thank you to everybody who is a part of this, who has helped to donate or help, you know, spread the word about these events or any of the information about these events, too. That's another great way that you can do this. If maybe you are out of town or you're not able to be a part of this event, you can still help our friends at the Gift of Life by spreading this information, letting more and more people know about this, and encouraging people to check out the Facebook page, check out the website, give our friends over there a call, find out how you can help out and do more. Terry, as we're wrapping up, I want to make sure to cover anything you wanted to, if there was anything else you wanted to touch on.
So also, and this is the only one that's been known in the state, is we do have a legacy garden. So we currently have over 60 stones in our legacy garden. The garden is located in Legion Park along the river on First Street North. It's a labor of love for the family and friends of Coach Chris Stensberg, who was one of the founding members of the organization. He was a coach at Nakusa. His players at the time thought, we want to do something.
That's a great idea.
And this was an idea that came up. They raised over $6,000, and that helped get the garden going. And his wife, Wanda, continues to look over the garden, make sure everything's, you know, looking good. It is a neat place to go and experience and see. It's very well laid out. And you can really, I guess, feel the love there.
Absolutely. I was going to say it. You took the words right out of my mouth. You go over there and you feel a vibe. You feel that energy. Yes.
Another thing we have going on as a fundraiser will be Monday, July 8th. It's going to be Central Wisconsin Gift of Life at the ballpark. It's not too early to start thinking about that. Mm-hmm. And they will be playing the Wausau Woodchucks. The game starts at 6:35. There will be information about the organization, about organ donation. There will be giveaways, a 50-50 raffle. And that's always a big, exciting thing for us.
Oh, yeah.
And the tickets that you buy, a portion of that will come back to the group. You included in your ticket is, you know, food, a hat, and your ticket. So you can't lose.
We're the home of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We play every pitch, every win, every game of theirs, have ever since they got into town. And we love that organization. But as much as we love winning, we love hearing the games, we love baseball, this is what we love about the Rafters the most, is how they put back into their community with events like this.
Yes.
We'll be talking about that as we lead up to this one and then lead up to the season. Mm.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the season.
Yeah.
And I love your jersey you have hanging here.
Yeah, it's really cool. That was nice of them to let it. They just gave us that. That was nice of them. When it comes to the details of the event, let's go over that one more time, if you don't mind, Terry.
Okay, so the event is August 13th, or I'm sorry, April 13th. I'm already
I hear you.
The summer. So it'll be April 13th. Mm-hmm. If you want to get a team involved, get on the website right away and get your entry in, because it has, March 30th was the deadline, but we will let a few of you sneak in.
That's awful.
There's no, I guess, guarantee that you'll get a shirt, but we will work our hardest to get you that. Mm-hmm. 4 to 6 people on a team. You almost fit in one vehicle and be ready for a day of fun.
Yeah, and you can find out more by going to centralwisconsingiftoflife.org. That's all one run-on sentence, centralwisconsingiftoflife.org. Or you can find out there more on their Facebook page as well. I encourage you to type in your search bar, Central Wisconsin Gift of Life, and like their page. Keep up to date on the great work that they're doing over there. Because while this is a once-a-year event, all year long, the Central Wisconsin Gift of Life is doing incredible work in our state. And as the data that Terry was telling telling us earlier, that it's very impactful in this state in particular. So be a proud Wisconsinite. Get out there, find out more about this great organization, and spread the word about it. Terry, thank you again for the time.
Well, thank you, James, for letting us come in and speak to you about this.
We'll talk again real soon.
Yes.
And we'll have more Midday Magazine for you coming up right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.